Drake May's night ends where the game did. 3rd and 5 at the Seattle 16, 26 seconds left, down 13-10, a throw deep right for Mac Hollins in the end zone that Josh Jobe intercepted. It was the third interception of the fourth quarter. The first, on the second play of the quarter, was a deep ball left for Romeo Doubs from the Seattle 45 that Nehemiah Pritchett picked off at the 3, with New England up 10-3. Seattle scored on the fifth play of the next drive. The second was 3rd and 14 from his own 22, deep middle for DeMario Douglas, Julian Love at the New England 47. Seattle kicked the go-ahead field goal off it. Through three quarters, New England led, and May had thrown no interceptions. In the fourth, he threw 3. The line, 23 completions on 33 throws, 178 yards, 1 touchdown, 2 yards to Eli Raridan on first and goal in the second quarter, 3 interceptions, 3 sacks, all 3 sacks in the fourth quarter. His 36 pass plays were worth -4.6 expected points added, which is what plays are worth given down, distance, and field position, and negative means the offense lost ground by throwing. Through three quarters, the passing game was +4.6 on 22 pass plays. In the fourth, it was -9.3 on 14. The deep ball did not work at all. 4 throws that traveled 20 or more yards in the air, no completions, 2 of them intercepted, and then the other, Drake May. He ran 7 times for 47 yards, 6 scrambles, and 1 designed carry, and those 7 plays were worth +7.3 expected points, more than the passing game gave back. 2 of them kept the final drive alive, a 5-yard scramble on 4th and 2 with 3:49 left, and a 6-yard scramble on 3rd and 1 with 44 seconds left that reached the Seattle 21. He also converted 4th and 9 on that drive with an 11-yard throw to Hollins. 15 plays from his own 27 to the 16, and the drive worked until the last throw. On 3rd down overall, his throws converted 4 of 12. Back in June, the case for May was that his accuracy is a skill. He led the league in completion percentage over expected last season, +9.0 on Next Gen Stats numbers. And the question was whether it survived a rebuilt receiver room. The completion over expectation figure this show uses comes from Next Gen Stats and is not in the feed a game night episode reads, so that measurement waits. What the feed says is that the room was rebuilt and then rebuilt again mid-game. A.J. Brown left with an ankle injury early in the third quarter, per Mike Moraitis at the Sporting News, and every interception came after that. New England's passing game was +3.5 expected points on 15 pass plays with Brown on the field, and -8.1 on 21 without him. That is timing, not cause, and one game cannot separate them. The read from June was accuracy. The read from Wednesday is a quarterback whose legs won expected points and whose deep ball lost more, in a game his offense led for nearly 28 minutes of clock and did not close. New England hosts Pittsburgh next. Data via NFL Verse.